Good morning, 8:11 here on the Mighty 690, and we have 54 degrees, heading up to a high today near 90, going to feel a little more summer-like. And joining us in the studio, we have Mr. DJ Morris. How are you doing, sir?
Fine, thanks, James. How are you
doing? Hey, doing well. Good to have you on here. And I know we've been hearing quite a bit about it, and I even have it on my community calendar here. The first annual, is that right?
Yes, first annual.
First annual Jacob Morris Memorial Jamboree that's coming up to Coffeyville Community College. So we're going to talk with you just a little bit about that, but let's start here just a little bit at the beginning. You know, this is a memorial event named after your son, is that right?
That's right. Yes, I lost my son 4 years ago last May in a four-wheeler accident, and we just wanted to put this together to honor him, and to he was very proud to be a graduate of the tech department, the welding department. So he was he graduated from Caney Valley High School and received a degree in welding from CCC Tech Division. And his passion for welding and the profound love for classic cars and motorcycles provides a valuable platform to educate others. So that's what we're wanting to do.
Yeah, well, obviously a tragic event, but trying to make the best of this event and be able to give back and have this event as it's coming up here. So I know it's September 23rd, right? So that is this Saturday. And there's going to be a lot going to be available here. So tell us a little bit about folks that stop by, what they're going
to
see.
Well, one thing to understand is this is going to happen rain or shine. I know we're looking at a chance for rain this weekend, but it's going to happen no matter what. So, and we're looking to encourage different kinds of cars, different kinds of things that you don't normally see, and then the regular stuff too. We're targeting 99 and older, and we're trying to pick up on some of the hot rod, the street rods, the unique things that you don't normally see, hatchback, station wagon, square body trucks, things like that we're trying to encourage people to bring, stuff that they actually drive, not just come in on a trailer.
Okay, so get some of those daily drivers out. So if someone is listening and maybe does have a car, truck that they might be interested in bringing out, what's the process for that?
Well, we're going to open the gate at 8 o'clock, and it's free, so it doesn't cost anything. We're hoping to get some donations. A $20 donation would be great, but if you don't have that's okay. You're going to get a packet, and it'll tell you what division you want to circle to be in, and then we will start the judging at about 10 o'clock.
Gotcha. And you got the different entry categories and that sort of thing, and prizes available?
Prizes, and we're also having a cornhole contest. We've got a lot of things we're going to be raffling off, really cool quilts, some really neat things, and then there's also just a lot of giveaways. So if you're in the show, you'll be eligible for the drawings. We're also going to have a special kids division where they can sign up so they can vote, and it'll be just a kids' choice trophy just for the one that they pick. So we're also going to have a little spare tire rolling contest, and we got some drag slicks for that, so it'll be a little race. And we've also got some creepers out there, and we mean that you lay down and get underneath the car, not the other kind of creepers.
Halloween is coming, but
right, exactly. So anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun things, and we got prizes to give away. We got food from the local places, Sonic, El Charo's, the Hog Heaven. They're all donating things, so it's really a lot of good local donations and a lot of fun prizes to win.
Well, that is going to be great. It really does sound like something for the whole family. And then all the proceeds that are raised from this will go towards that scholarship fund, right?
That is correct. Yeah. That's what we're wanting to get it endowed. $15,000 gets it endowed, and that way we can have it there for the future. And those who knew Jacob knew how much he liked to laugh and have fun, and that's what this show is intended for, is just that. Play games, enjoy cool cars and bikes, and raise money to help educate through the tech division. And currently the tech division offers 18 different programs, which to me is just amazing.
Oh, that is really, really good. And, especially in today's day and age, these kind of jobs that students can go in and learn in the tech division, these are super in demand. And you're talking great salaries.
That's exactly right. It you graduate and you got a job instantly. A lot of these, they're hiring even ahead of time and waiting for you to finish. So,
and so this scholarship, can you tell me a little bit about, you know, these are going to help students that are going into that tech program, right?
Correct. And we love the athletics and all that, but this is targeted for tech. So, they don't have the scholarships that the others do. And that's why we wanted to do that. And that, like I say, it's the backbone of America, the tech division is.
Well, that sure is. You know, plumbers are always going to be in demand until the end of time. I mean, we know that. That's not going away. You know, welders, that's extremely important. You talk about a life or death sort of scenarios where this stuff has to work. You know, that's where it's at. So, you know, this sounds like a really good event. Lots of stuff going on. Can you run over the specifics, dates and times and all that stuff if people are just tuning in?
Okay, yeah. It's September 23rd. And it is at Nellis Hall, which is right there on 11th Street, 400 block. And it will start at 8 o'clock, and it will conclude around 3 o'clock is the plan. So we'll have Cornhole will start at 9. Then you need other things as far as the games. We're going to play a lot of those around 10 o'clock. And like I say, we're going to try to do some raffling along the way. Hourly, and then we will do the trophy presentation. Hopefully we'll have them all judged by one, and we'll start that at 2 is our plan. So we hope that it all works that way.
Well, that is really good. And of course, cars and motorcycles welcome. And you said the gates open for that right around 8.
Yes, and yeah, I want to encourage the motorcycles to come. A lot of times, I mean, we've got trophies for those guys too. So and I want to say before I get off of here that this absolutely could not have happened if it wasn't for the help of Heather Pollitt. She's the vice president for career and tech education. And she listened to our idea and got it in front of the right people. And now we're putting it all together for the first time. And we think it's going to be a really good thing for Coffeyville. A lot of fun. So get out and come in and enjoy it with us.
Well, that is really great. And, you know, what a wonderful way to remember Jacob and have a community event and bring people together. You know, that's what it's all about. And another wonderful event here in September. So hope everyone can come out here this Saturday on the 23rd and enjoy the first annual Jacob Morse Memorial Jamboree. So, DJ Morse, anything else you'd like to share with us this morning?
Well, I just thank KGGF for letting me be on here today and let more people know about this. Well, I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely looking forward to it. Sounds like it's going to be a good one. I know I'll plan on stopping by. I love a good car show. You know, there's nothing that's as quite American as a good old car show, so that's going to be a good one.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. DJ Morse, we appreciate you coming by, and do you let us know if there's anything else we can ever do for you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All righty. And coming up, we do have an early bird edition of Open Line on the way. Amy Dollar will join us as well at 9:10. We have 54 degrees heading up to a high today near 90.